You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business leading to business success. Today, we are with Ron Holt, the CEO and founder of Two Maids and a Mop, providing residential house cleaning services throughout five southeastern states in 13 markets, including Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. The company has received multiple national awards recently, including the 2012 National Maid Service of the Year and the 2013 Fastest Growing Cleaning Company in America. The company has recently announced that immediate franchising opportunities are available throughout all 48 states. Ron, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Well, thank you for having me here today.
We appreciate you joining us. Now, Michael Gerber authored the famous E-Myth book more than 25 years ago. The book suggests that most businesses fail because proper systems aren't in place for the business to run on autopilot. Does the E-Myth theory still apply in today's business climate?
Absolutely. If you recall, the E-Myth book itself, the purpose was to both enlighten and educate what's called a technician. A technician is someone that's very good at something, whether it's baking cakes or fixing cars or making cars. So that technician's workday is typically filled with nothing but activities related to that particular product or service. For example, a great baker may prefer to spend most of his day baking cakes rather than, you know, running the business behind cake making. So eventually the business may falter because that baker has been focused so much on the art of cake making. So, yeah, I still see that today. Technicians are all over the place. I work with a local handyman company here in my hometown, and they do a great thing, a service. They've provided this service for a long time for me at a great rate. Unfortunately, I just learned a few weeks ago that the owner is actually closing the doors for his business. And, again, he provides an amazing service. But, you know, he provided all those services by himself with his own two hands, and I'm sure he was probably inside of that business a little bit too much. So, yeah, I definitely believe businesses need the E-Myth still, because they need systems so that the business can run on autopilot.
When did it become obvious that running your business using systems is absolutely necessary, and how did you create the systems, and did it make your business more efficient right away or over time?
Well, we started this business in 2003. Actually, we started on April Fool's Day, the Universal Joke Day. But so the need to document and systemize this business or my business became pretty clear early on, primarily because I was never going to be confused with the world's best house cleaner. Plus, I had real big dreams of scaling the business in a big way so that I knew that we would eventually need some type of an operations manual that would allow the business to operate on autopilot. So for me, the light bulb came on a long time ago. Of course, looking back, it's probably a pretty good thing, maybe even a blessing in disguise, that I was not considered the best house cleaner in the world, because it forced me to use my day in other ways besides cleaning a house. So our process, how did we do it? Our process started years ago, but when we got real serious about this is when we started looking at the idea of actually franchising our business rather than operating a company-owned strategy. So we searched all over the country for the nation's best, what I believe most respected systems consultants in all sorts of different fields, and we hired them. We hired people that had amazing pedigrees because, again, we wanted them to align ourselves with the best people. We wanted the best systems in the residential house cleaning industry. So in the end, process took just over a year, but we also created a 400-plus page operations manual that I think is unmatched in our industry. And now we literally have every single task documented so that anyone can run the business without ever having to worry about what to do or what not to do.
That is outstanding. Now, sounds like you have spent a lot of time building your systems, and I've recently read that you've sold or just sold your first franchise in Tampa, Florida. I am familiar with the Tampa area, and that's quite an area to set up your first franchise. How much did the franchise value your documented systems?
Well, that's a great question, and you're right. Tampa is a great place to start. It's not a bad place to visit when it gets kind of cool either. So we're pretty excited about making some special trips down there to audit when it gets real cold. But, yeah, again, I think that's a great question because this is a real special situation. Wes and Jamie, husband-wife couple, kind of came to us a few months ago because they were really struggling with their own cleaning business. They actually were running a company called Collegiate Cleaners of Tampa, and they were doing okay. They were kind of up and down, been in business for about 3 years. But the new things that were kind of popping up every day were really limiting their growth. Every time they thought they were about to really take off to the next level, something else would pop up, and it would slow them down, and they'd get real bogged down and not really move forward. So luckily we stumbled into Wes and Jamie at a conference a few months ago, and I quickly discovered that both Jamie and Wes had a ton of energy, ton of ambition, ton of drive, but you could also tell that they were pretty frustrated due to all the stress created by the ups and downs with their business, because they loved their business, but the stress involved in not really knowing what to do when something didn't go perfect was really creating a strain on the business and themselves. So for us, the systems pretty much sold themselves because these guys really needed these systems in order for their business to flourish. So they loved the fact that we had more than 10 years of operating experience and 400 plus pages of actual systems. And that's what created the marriage of our first franchisee. So today, yeah, they love our system. They're already in the middle of it, running the business, two maids and a mop down there, and they're using those practices in the best way. And we really rarely, other than our conference calls we have on a regular basis, we never get any questions with hey, how do I do this, or what do I do when this particular situation occurs, because those systems are already been documented and ready to go. So in my opinion, they valued our systems in a big, big way. And that's probably the reason they selected us as much as we selected them for the first franchise of Two Maids and a Mop.
That's certainly some outstanding news there. Today we are joined by Ron Holt, the founder and CEO of Two Maids and a Mop, providing residential housing cleaning services. And the company has recently announced that immediate franchising opportunities are available throughout all 48 states here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ron, what's next for the company?
Well, up till now, we had a company-owned strategy. We opened 12 company-owned locations from 2003 to 2012, like you said, all across the Southeast in five different states, and we're doing great and still are doing great. But we learned that our concept is efficient, it's proven, and it's scalable. And the one thing that we were limited with is organic growth could only grow at a certain rate. Franchising gave us the opportunity to actually build this brand in a big way across all 48 states. So that's our next step. We've not necessarily abandoned our company owned strategy, but we definitely are focusing on franchising right now. So immediate franchise opportunities are available throughout all 48 U.S. states right now. And there's a lot of dirt out there available. And we're very excited about our next phase. We actually were named the fastest growing cleaning company in America by Inc. magazine just this year. And it's always kind of funny when I say that, because we're the fastest growing cleaning company today, but it actually took us 10 years for that to occur. So I can't wait to see where we are in 10 years from now too, just to see what kind of rewards and kind of growth we're going to have.
Certainly impressive. Now, franchising your brand does sound pretty exciting. What is the typical investment for a franchise, and what type of expectation should a new franchisee have for their business?
Well, the investment is really based on the market. The maid service franchising market itself is very mature. A lot of people do it almost kind of cookie cutter-ish, but we do things a little bit different. So we actually have the ability for one person or one business entity to own large territories. We don't really cut territories up into certain zones like a lot of franchise concepts do. So we've designated four territories that a person or an entity can purchase, a small, middle, large, and what we call mega market. And basically those are based on total households. So your market will determine your investment, but the least amount would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $55,000 to as much as $250,000. But that investment ranges from at the top end, very large metropolitan areas such as, let's say, San Antonio, Texas, or Dallas, Texas, to much smaller markets that have less than 75,000 total households. So the typical investment's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $75,000 to $125,000, and that includes your initial franchise fee and initial working capital.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Two Maids and a Mop online.
Okay, you bet. So there's a couple ways you can contact us. One easy way is to reach out to us online. Our website is twomaidsfranchise.com, and that's the word, T-W-O, not the number. So twomaidsfranchise.com, tons and tons of content on there, everything from what I just talked about as far as the investment to our story to expectations in terms of revenue and profit. So twomaidsfranchise.com is going to be your best bet. You can also do it the old-fashioned way, pick up the phone, give us a call. Our number is area code 205-870-8643. We may be lucky enough to get me on the phone immediately, but worst case, ask for me, and I'd love to talk to you about what we can do for you.
Can't beat that. And in conclusion, what is your best advice for business owners that find themselves working for the business rather than the business working for them?
Well, if you're in the cleaning industry, this is a little bit of a self-serving tip, but if you're in the cleaning industry, you probably want to contact Two Maids and a Mop because we're the newest franchise concept out there. But more importantly, we have more territories available than any other maid service that exists, primarily because we're new. So beyond the cleaning industry, I would certainly recommend reading the E-Myth. Sure, that was published in the mid-80s, so it's a bit dated. However, the general principles inside that book still apply today. Systems run your business. Rather, you don't want your business to run you. So reading as much information as you can on systems. If you want to go beyond that, if you're really not a hands-on kind of person, you can do something similar to what we did here at Two Maids and a Mop and reach out to systems consultants that are available for almost any industry out there. And they'll walk you through the process and they'll help you diagnose what systems are most important and then what systems are most efficient for your business as well.
Certainly appreciate your stopping by and sharing all this great news with us and your success, and I certainly wish you continued success moving forward. We've been speaking with Ron Holt, the founder and CEO of Two Maids and a Mop, providing residential house cleaning services. And as we had mentioned earlier, the company has recently announced that immediate franchising opportunities are available throughout all 48 states. And for more information, simply visit them online at Two Maids Franchise. Ron, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.